Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Ferry Farm, our focus this morning in Stafford County, George Washington's boyhood home. There is events coming up for Washington's birthday later this month, and just a lot of stuff going on at Ferry Farm, and we're going to get into all of that this morning. Alma Withers, the Director of Education here, Dave Maraca, the Director of Archaeology, and Curator Megan Buttinger here this morning. Good morning, and welcome to all of you. Good to have you all back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's always great to have you back. Town Talk powered this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Well, Alma, it's just kind of like clockwork. You just finish up, as soon as you finish up gingerbread houses, you start planning, and it's George Washington's birthday before
Absolutely.
You know it.
Absolutely. This is one of our favorite events for the year. We have with the birthday cake, and George Washington will be there, and games and activities for the family. We'll do the stone throw. We'll do marching. And we'll do crafts. It's just a great day. We'll have tours of the house site, construction site tours, as well as archaeology site tours.
That will be on February 18th is when all that happens. Then Archaeology Day is on Monday, the 20th, and we're going to get into all of that. One of the big changes, if someone hasn't been to Ferry Farm in a year or so, or even since the last 4th of July, things have changed a lot. The house, Dave, is going up, and this is really the game changer for that site.
Yeah, we're really excited about the progress, how quickly the house is going up, and how great it looks. And so we're eager to share that with our visitors.
And we're going to get into a lot of that, what people will see. The one thing I noticed in seeing it, and it just struck me, it's so much bigger than I thought.
It really is. It's an amazingly big house. And when you see it archaeologically or even see the foundation, mm-hmm. you think, it's not that big. And then once the walls went up, it's like, it is a very impressive house. So Mark Winger always tells this great story. He says, if our house was located in Spotsylvania County where the records survive, it would be the most expensive house in the county in the 1720s. And so it's a very flash house.
And I never, because I remember having talks with you, like you say, when we looked at the foundation, it just looks like a little small foundation. And you think of places like Chatham or Belmont around here. And I remember you saying to me, in its time, this was a magnificent house, and that's why they built it where they did.
Right. And the other thing that's sort of misleading is the paintings based on remembrances. I think they wanted you to be more impressed with George Washington's humble roots.
Yeah.
And so they make the house look like a small shack. And so when the house actually goes up, you go, okay, that's not a small shack.
No, because in my mind always was the house, and the first time I think I'd ever seen it is when Ferry Farm put it on a button when you had the announcement of where you found it. And so that in my mind is what we were looking at, just this little small house, you know, George Washington, Abe Lincoln, they had
right.
these small houses. And you
right.
see it, and it really does strike you. If this is because what you're building there, and what's also just fantastic what you've been able to build part of it on top of the old foundation, and it's just really something to see.
Yeah, we're incredibly happy with how it's going,
and so you'll be able to see a lot of that as Washington's birthday is celebrated, and we'll talk about that this morning. Megan Buttinger, the curator here. I didn't realize till we talked before Christmas and we're talking about events. So you're really involved in a lot of this, and for you it's just got to be fun, because in Kenmore there's been so much guessing of what
yes.
was there.
Yes, and Kenmore is a lot of guessing, a lot of mystery solving, a lot of puzzles to put together. With Ferry Farm, you know, my job will be, once the house is done, to furnish the house, and it's a little more... a little more knowable. We have a lot of
yeah.
information, a lot of great archaeological evidence, that sort of thing, a lot of documentary record, historic documents and whatnot that we can put together to make a great picture. And so it is. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about it. Just a couple weeks ago, the staff got to take its first field trip inside the physical house, because there's a floor down now, so we can actually go into the house. And it was just an amazing moment to be able to stand there and to be inside the house with walls and windows. And of course, you know, Dave says, you know, oh, it looks so big. Of course, in my mind, I'm thinking I have to fit furniture in here. So to my mind, it's still not a huge house. It's certainly not as large as Kenmore, but it's becoming a real place, and that's a really exciting thing to see.
Well, and I would have liked to have seen you. I was with Dave when we went up on scaffolding and looked over for mm-hmm. him the first time to look over to the river, mm-hmm. and it must have been quite an experience for you, knowing you're right there at the very spot where George Washington's family interacted.
Exactly. I mean, right there in that air. It's a pretty amazing feeling, and I think for archaeologists, they're very used to envisioning what something looks like based on the evidence that they're finding. For the rest of us on staff, I think we have a hard time envisioning what something is supposed to look mm-hmm. like. And now we're to the point where we can all sort of join in the vision. We can see the walls and the windows and the fireplaces and the floors, and now it's a real place.
There's probably not many curators in this case. The furniture isn't going to have the cords on it of do not sit and all of that. So that's got to make it a little bit different for you.
It's a lot different. Yeah, there will be no barriers. There'll be no ropes blocking things off. If you want to sit on a chair, you're more than welcome to sit on a chair. If you feel moved to open a drawer, then we invite you to do that. All of the furnishings are going to be reproductions of period pieces that we've identified through research. But yeah, it's all reproduction, all newly made and meant to be interacted with. So it's a very different world for me as a curator.
Megan, I have good news. I dreamt last night about how it would work, and sitting on the furniture, and worked really well.
Oh, good. In Dave's head, this is going to work really well.
There's no worries. So have you ordered stuff yet, or are you still in your mind thinking what's got to go where?
Well, we have the furnishings plan all set. The first two pieces have been commissioned and are actually just about finished. The very first one's going to be delivered in about 3 weeks, and the other one a couple weeks shortly thereafter. They're two of the largest pieces in the house, so we wanted to get them sort of done and ready to go in as soon as the house was able to receive furniture. Mm-hmm. So one is a very large corner cupboard that goes in the parlor, and the other one is a very interesting piece that we'll probably talk a lot about in the interpretation. Historically, it was called an escritoire, which is basically a very large desk that's enclosed inside a cabinet. And that will be going in the hall or the dining room of the house. And so both of those pieces are just about done. We've been having a great time talking with the craftsmen who've been making them. They've been sending us photos and updates. And
we have a video. Are we doing a video?
Yes, there's a lot of video that we've taken of the pieces in process that'll be going up on the blog.
And, okay.
So it's the first two pieces almost ready to go in. So that's exciting too.
So that's the Lives and Legacies blog?
Lives and Legacies blog, yes. When the first of the pieces arrives in about 3 weeks, I think it is. And so the video will be going up then about the process of making the piece, and then some video of it actually going in. So that'll be fun.
And that piece will be at Ferry Farm, the visitor center?
Yes. So the plan is, because initially when it arrives, the house won't be ready quite mm-hmm. yet to have a piece of furniture sitting in it. So it's actually going to be on display in the exhibit gallery in the Ferry Farm Visitor Center with a little exhibit around it about how it was produced. So that'll be a fun time for people to actually be able to get up close to it and see all the hand craftsmanship.
And begin to put those handprints on it.
Yes, and begin to touch it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Any kind of a historic place you go, you can't get near anything.
Absolutely.
I was imagining in the visitor center we would rope it off.
I don't see there's really no point doing that. It's, and once it goes to
I
the
was
house,
too. I imagined it too, but now that you say that.
I don't think it will be. There's really not any point in doing that.
When we start the tours, we're going to make sure Megan stays at Kenmore.
Yes.
Yes, because it'll. Yeah.
Megan will be a nervous wreck, so we're gonna leave the curator at Kenmore.
We are talking about all the events going on at Ferry Farm, George Washington's boyhood home. We're talking about the house that's going up, but also a number of things going on the 18th and the 20th this month, and we're going to get into all of that. What happens with George Washington's birthday? It is always a fantastic celebration. We'll do that when we come back. Alma Withers, Dave Maraca, Megan Budinger here. Town Talk, powered in part by Stafford Tourism this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about George Washington's boyhood home, Ferry Farm, this morning. We're coming up to President's Day and Washington's birthday. And Alma Withers, the Director of Education, this is when you shine. There's a birthday cake for George Washington. There are all kinds of stuff around celebrating his birthday. And the Saturday event that you always have, if you've got kids especially, you ought to bring them over.
Yes. You know, and I was thinking the other day about us, the fact that we are family-friendly site mm-hmm. at Ferry Farm as well as Kenmore. And the idea, I think it's great when a parent comes in and says, I remember coming here when I was little and I wanted to bring my child here too. There's something special.
And you forget about that because Ferry Farm, back when a lot of adults were and parents were kids, there were things going on, and there was kind of a time when it was dormant, and then you've revived that again. But it is a chance.
Oh, it
to
is.
Bring
it
your
is.
Kids back, and like if you haven't been back, even in it changes so much year to year.
And to see the children have a conversation with George Washington, and they get to make a birthday card for him. And you know, it's just, and it's ongoing all day. So we have enough events going all day. So if you have to do soccer in the morning, you can come in the afternoon. If you can fit it within mm-hmm. your day.
Yeah.
And it's a great deal.
Well, and with it's always funny especially with Facebook now. You have a George Washington who's just he's so
wonderful.
Good. And if you want pictures taken with George Washington, and you can post that with your kids or yourself, or it's a very photogenic. There's also a lot you learn a lot. You do little skits throughout the day, and I've learned a lot of stuff from that.
Well, you know, using drama is a great way to teach, particularly history, and to be able to have the conversation before the skit, have that piece, and then come back. And do a closing with it. It's a great way for people to remember. And that's going to be the basis for a lot of what we do in the house. You know, we'll bring the Washingtons to life.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is if on February 18th, that's a Saturday, is when you have it starts at 10, the birthday celebration.
Yes, 10 to 4.
And if you were there last year, you change it up. You change it up every year.
Right.
What you see. So it's not as though, I've already seen that.
And plus the fact we'll have construction site tours. And so that you'll see something that you didn't see last year, which we think is important, as well as the archaeology site tours. So, and the archaeology is so important to our story at Ferry Farm. And we do everything we can to include archaeology in our programming.
Dave, you've always done, you're being the director of archaeology, and we've talked about all that you found. And in past years, you've been able to take people out to the site. This will be different now that you can take them out to the house.
Right, and we can do both. We can sort of contrast and compare between the two. This is what it looks like when we see it as archaeologists. This is what it looks like when you see it as being rebuilt. And so you get to sort of see the entire process. And that's helpful to understand exactly how the role of archaeology. You can use the house to talk about the role of archaeology, and then you can flip that around and do it the other way too. And so they play off each other, and that's great.
You know, I was talking the other day, Dave had the opportunity to dig the site And now he has the opportunity to build on top of the site, which mm-hmm. is quite unusual for an archaeologist.
Well, and to be able to know, see, kind of put the puzzle together even more of the things you've been bringing out of the ground all these years, and to look at the house and know this was here, this was here, this was here. That is really something that a lot of archaeologists probably don't get to ever do.
No, it's true. I mean, usually archaeologists, once they walk away from a site, they're you know, sort of done, physically done with it. And so it's great when I can go out and I can understand the archaeology better by looking at the house construction. That's happened a couple of times, and I go, oh, that's how that works. It never occurred to me that this would look like this. And it's the act of reconstruction that sort of illuminates a different way to understand the archaeology. And that's a great bonus that I wasn't expecting.
And the 18th century building techniques that they're using are just remarkable.
Yes.
And the mortar composition, that was based on your archaeology, wasn't it?
Right. We recovered a lot of mortar, and it turns out that it's tidewater mortar, which uses oyster shells as a base. And so we thought, well, we should make that mortar to go in this house.
Yeah.
And in order to make that mortar, you have to go and get thousands of oyster shells and then put them under, you know, 6 cords of wood and set them on fire.
And you did that in the fall.
And we did that. And there's a video of it.
Yeah. Well, and everything of this house is I mean, this is really this is as close, I think, as you can come.
Yeah, there are 18th century elements in almost every aspect of the house. So the 18 element sort of construction and techniques and labor techniques.
Well, the interesting thing is, if the Washingtons were to come back and step onto the property and see that house, it would be their house. It wouldn't be what's that building doing there?
Right. No, they should recognize the, you know, we always talk about them recognizing the landscape.
Yeah.
When that's what we have, and now we can sort of the built environment they should recognize. And that'll, and every day that goes by, because once we're done with the house, we're going to continue with the outbuildings and the landscape around it. And so every day that goes by, it should look more and more familiar to them.
Well, and Megan, just to think about that house now at Ferry Farm, and the house at Kenmore that's been there, the two together, the story that you're going to be able to tell. You've always told the story, but it's been hard to really visualize it.
Yes, exactly. We do a lot of asking our visitors to imagine what you would see if you were here, you know, in 1743. Now we'll actually be able to point to something and say, this is what was here in 1743. So that it's great. It's like adding illustrations to the book. It's a wonderful way to show them what it is we've been talking about all these years. And the two sites work in great concert with each other, because it's sort of like the Washington family story began at Ferry Farm, and that, you know, you get the end of the story at Kenmore. You find out what happened to all of these people that had their start at Ferry Farm. And you know, so we're hoping that when visitors come, that they will take the time to spend the day visiting both sites and seeing both stories and seeing how the two sites relate. Because while the Ferry Farm house, while the Washington house is much bigger and probably more grand than most people were anticipating, because we do sort of have that story of George Washington coming from very humble beginnings, and certainly by today's standards they were, that house is still not the colossal mansion that Kenmore was. Mm-hmm. It's sort of what the family eventually aspired to, and they achieved it eventually, and that's all part of that story. And so it's, people can finally see for themselves the two aspects of their lives.
What you we talk about what Dave's been able to do with archaeology that a lot of people mm-hmm. don't get to. Same for you, for being a curator. All of a sudden you go from exclusively and having what you have at Kenmore, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and you've got another jewel, you know, has yeah. come your way.
Yeah, it's very rare in a curator's life that they get two blank slate houses to furnish. And I was very fortunate in getting to do that at Kenmore, and now the second opportunity at Ferry Farm. It's very unusual. It doesn't happen ever.
Well, so. And the timing works out terrific because I can remember when I first met you and you were starting to go doing the room to room. You were going through to see what going through the wallpaper and on each room at Kenmore. And I had first found out about you by watching your blog.
Right.
And you just get done with that and
jump right into Fairy Farm. Yeah. And in fact, actually, they even overlapped there for about a year or so. We were still working on finishing up the refurnishing at Kenmore and working on the planning for the furnishing at Fairy Farm. So there was no downtime in between the two. We just moved from one right into the other, which is really exciting. It means that there's always something new. There's always something different. And that's the way we like it.
Well, and Elmer, you have just had passion for Fairy Farm and just the programs for so long, and now you're starting to see, you're getting another house to do things in and more stories to tell, and there's no end in sight.
No, and we're doing research now on the people and building profiles of the Washington family as well. And just as Megan said, it's Kenmore and Fairy Farm is so intertwined in our stories, two different time periods. And so for education programming, that's an advantage because we have a lot of resources to call on.
So just to jump way ahead, like say jump to Christmas, will you be able to do things in the Washington House? You do some programs inside Kenmore around the holidays. Will you be able to do special programs inside the Washington House?
As a matter of fact, in November, we're going to do an event, and it is called Freedom's First Family. And it's going to be it'll start at Fairy Farm, and we'll do dramatic presentations at Fairy Farm in and around the house. And then we'll go to Kenmore, and you'll see. So you'll see the family at one stage, and then we'll go to Kenmore, and you'll see the family at another stage.
That's what's just really fantastic about this. It really ties the two sites together in a way that a lot of us have a lot of time.
Never thought of it.
Right. You always knew. Well, yeah, they were related, but how much did they really do? But now you're starting to be able to tell those stories.
And to think about Kenmore. Some people just think of it as a pretty decorative arts house.
Yeah.
Well, in truth, there were people, there was a family that lived there. And so, you know, we're trying to tell the story of those people.
No, I remember one time saying to Megan, I know a little bit about Kenmore. It's got those nice ceilings. And she was just like, oh, there's so much more. You know, you're so shallow. You didn't say that, but you may have thought it. But the two sites, this is really a unique opportunity.
So, and what's great is the historical and the archaeological record tie Kenmore Fairy Farm and Mount Vernon and even the birthplace together. We find economic relationships between those because all those four plantations operated at the same time. And then we found archaeological evidence that ties Kenmore Fairy Farm and Mount Vernon together. We're still looking for that tie-in with the birthplace. But all those sites sort of acted in unison at one time. And that's a system to keep this family going.
And just as families today, you know, their family was not isolated, you know, with the brothers and sisters, and you share items. And so the archaeology is bringing that to fore.
It is George Washington's Fairy Farm. There are events coming up on the 18th and the 20th. The 18th is the birthday celebration. The 20th is Archaeology Day this month. Kenmore.org has all kinds of information. There's also a great Facebook page that Fairy Farm has that will give you some videos and pictures of what's going on. And Lives and Legacies is a blog that covers a lot of this. More coming up with Alma Withers, Dave Maraca, and Megan Buttinger. Town Talk powered in part by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about George Washington's Ferry Farm this morning and all the events coming up there. The 18th is archaeology, or the 18th is George Washington's birthday celebration. That begins at 10, a couple Saturdays from now. And then on the 20th, on Monday, Dave Maraca here, the director of archaeology, is Archaeology Day, where people really get a real close-up view of the archaeology that's going on at that site.
Yeah, we traditionally we reserve the Monday holiday as a day to explore archaeology for basically the entire family. We have lots and lots of different kinds of programs aimed at sort of different age groups, and so you will we will have sort of the behind the scenes tours of the lab, and we will do presentations. We'll do skits about sort of archaeology-based information. We try and emphasize our research and then tell our research in a fun and sort of exciting way. And the idea is that you're we're secretly sort of having the kids learn about sort of archaeology through fun activities. And so and there might even be leftover cake.
Yes.
That's right. Usually, because the happy birthday George Washington, there's usually a couple of cakes.
Right. Yeah. It's happy. Yeah.
And it tastes just as good as right. It did on Saturday. Yeah.
So,
the thing I've learned from you over in watching you over the years as you've done this, Dave, is boy, you've really been able to learn more and add to the historical account of what happened and how George Washington was raised just by finding things like wig curlers or finding just little things in the yard, buttons and all, tell you a great deal about the family.
It's amazing how unanticipated results sort of turn up. So you come to a site and you say, well, I'll find these things. And then as you go on, you little bits of evidence start to pop up, and avenues of interest that you never even considered will sort of develop. And the glue is a great example of that. So we've collected all these ceramics, and the second day that our glass and ceramic specialist is on the job, she's like going, you know, that you have a residue on the broken parts of some of your nicer ceramics, and was like, had no idea.
Yeah.
And now that's worked its way. So so there is a program on glue where we introduce the kids to all the different types of glue in the 18th century, and it's that program it delights all the senses.
I was going to say, because
it smells horrible. And who is it that does that program?
Well, that would be Maraca the Magnificent. is the stage name for that a fine actor, and
he's so talented.
And my major goal is not to get glue on any visitors.
Any children, yes,
or objects.
And I fail regularly. So
well, you know, and the thing is, we in our programming, our archaeology program, is we have the children make the glue, so it's egg, cheese,
and then animal. Yes.
And animal.
Yeah, animal stuff.
But you.
Gross. Gross.
I've smelled it, and it really is. It's strong. You've been able to find out just a lot of little things about the family, just about how they, you know, if I guess to make it into current terms. Mary Washington probably would have shopped at the rerun shop at times.
Right.
You find out things like that they're reusing things.
So we found out a lot about the systems they employed to deal with economic stress caused by George's father's death. And so when he dies, the family goes, they just change their behavior pattern almost completely. And so we get to see all those systems. We recover those systems in the ground. And that's a part of the Washingtons that no one's ever sort of looked at. And so that is, in essence, Ferry Farm's contribution to the scholarship that is about the Washingtons.
The Archaeology Day is on Monday. Back to Saturday for the George Washington birthday party. I know you have you do some skits. You do some kids can play games that they played back in those days.
Yes, they can, and they'll do a drilling with a Revolutionary War soldier, they will have takeaways and word searches. They'll do a horn book. They'll do crafts. It's just and if it's a beautiful day, you can go outside and enjoy the surroundings at Ferry Farm.
And as we mentioned, earlier, and this year you'll also be able to go see the house, and then you can go down if the day is nice, and you can try your hand at throwing a stone across the Rappahannock.
Absolutely. That is so much fun. Now if you're going to come, you practice your throwing now.
Yes. Work on your arm.
And to see the parents and the children try it. It's great fun.
So back in the river was it wider? I can always forget. Was it wider or more narrow when the Washingtons were there?
So the river's width is always changing.
Yeah.
And so it's throughout the 18th century, it widens into the 19th century. And then the Corps of Engineers comes in the 1870s and narrows the river. And so it's narrower now than it was, but we don't know how much narrower it was in the 1730s. It's a big throw now. It would be a huge throw in the 18th century. So, but I have no doubt that Washington could do this after studying him for like now almost 20 years.
He's big, and he loves
to throw stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he just every
built the way
there are
accounts
of him throwing stuff throughout his entire life. Yeah.
Okay. So that probably did happen.
Yeah, I have very little doubt about that. Yeah. So.
And Elmer, you've had somebody, was it a JM? Baseball player did throw it across?
Yes, done it. A couple of archaeologists have
done
it.
Right, a couple of field school students have gotten it across. Yeah.
Okay. when will they, because every year you have students come in, when will the archaeology start on the site again?
So this year we're not having a dig.
Oh, okay.
So we last year we tried to stay out of their way by going to the north.
Yeah.
This year we're really staying out of the way.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
As the construction starts to expand, and you haven't really been down our road in a while.
No.
So our new entrance road is under construction as well.
I have seen that. Okay.
And so it's a really different experience. Our visitors, you still get in the same way you normally get in, but all around you looks really different, and you're going to drive through a little bit of construction to get there.
And eventually, when the new entrance opens, you're not going to have to if you're coming to the west, you're not going to have to make a U-turn to go around.
Well, the entrance will be at Ferry Road, and so you can turn. We'll have dedicated lanes right and left. And you can come in at the light and be easy to get in and easy to get out.
So lots of
excitement.
Lots of things going on. When you look over and you see the construction, that is the Washington House. And this, on the 18th and 20th, great opportunities to really see it up close and to go inside and see. I guess one of the things as they work inside, just hiding things like all the stuff that we're used to for electricity and things, you are having to be probably creative to hide all that.
Right. And then there's a cottage industry. There's so many historic places in Virginia that all these things have been worked out in the past, but each house provides its own opportunities to hide stuff. And so all those systems will be hidden.
A lot of other things going on now. I mean, we'll do that when we come back, because there are some things this spring coming up over the next few months going on at Ferry Farm, and we'll highlight that and talk about some of the sponsors you have that are able to make a lot of this happen for Washington's birthday and Archaeology Day. We'll wrap it up with Elma Withers, Dave Maraca, and Megan Buttiger on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Alma Withers, Megan Buttiger, Dave Maraca here from George Washington's Ferry Farm as we talk about all the things going on for Washington's birthday and beyond. Kenmore.org is the website that will give you information on both places. George Washington's birthday on the 18th, that's a Saturday, starts at 10, goes to 4, and Archaeology Day is on the 20th. And Dave, that started at 10?
Yes.
Okay, that starts at 10 on that Monday, the President's Day holiday. There are a number of other things going on over the next couple of months, Alma, that we should probably at least mention.
You know, when we talk about building on the archaeology, one of our offerings last year and was so popular we're doing it this year is our grandparent grandchild archaeology day camp. And that was so much fun last year, and they go through the whole process, the digging, the cleaning, the studying, and they go through the whole process briefly in a day. And the last thing they do is to build an exhibit. And Megan, do you come over and talk to them?
Yeah. I spent a little bit of time with the campers talking about how we take the artifacts that are found and, mm-hmm. and use them in exhibits. And then they go forth and
they
produce their own exhibit.
And the wonderful thing about this is that we ask the grandparent and grandchild to bring something from home to build the exhibit around. And it was just really, mm-hmm. someone brought a whistle. I mean, the different things that they brought. And so we give them paper, cloth, a box, and they created an exhibit based on that one thing that they brought from home, which gives it meaning.
And that's going to be on, April?
The 18th or the 20th.
18th or the 20th.
And then we're going to do something at Kenmore on March the 11th. We're going to do a tea and tour, and we're going to talk about the ladies of Kenmore. So there'll be vignettes in the house. So we'll do a very nice tea in our Fleming Smith room. And then there will be three different time periods in Kenmore that we will have a dramatic presentation. And one is between Betty and her mother, Mary, talking about. And all three of these conversations are about women under crisis or families under crisis. So it's Mary and Betty having a conversation after Fielding dies. And then there are the ladies that live. It was thought that no one was at Kenmore after the Battle of Fredericksburg, but we found out that there was. And so there will be a conversation with Mrs. Harrison and her daughter, in law, talking about the Battle of Fredericksburg, the incoming battle. And then the third piece is Miss Annie and her mother talking about saving Kenmore. So it's going to highlight the women of Kenmore. And our homeschool day is going to be April the 25th, which is always great fun too.
Yeah. So again, Kenmore.org has all the events. Ferry Farm has got a terrific Facebook page to follow things. Something like Washington's birthday doesn't happen without a lot of people in the community and organizations, businesses getting involved.
Absolutely. We want to thank WAC Construction and People's Bank for their support for the activities on Archaeology Day and the birthday.
So again, that's the birthday's on the 18th, Archaeology Day on the 20th. Megan Buttiger, the curator, it's I guess we're a little ways away from when you actually start placing things. The house has got to be finished before you put stuff in.
The house actually have to be finished, and so I'm chomping at the bit, eagerly anticipating that day. But it's coming very quickly. We have a couple pieces already in progress, and they will be delivered and be on display in the visitor center for people to get up close and interact with. But yes, it's not in the too far distant future when we will be putting all of the tables and chairs and the dishes and the utensils and all the things of life into the Washington House.
So Dave, not to get down to a specific date, but if we keep having weather like this, if we don't have any big storms and all,
we're
going to
have a snowstorm.
Now we will. You'll all blame me.
Thanks, Ted.
That'll push everything back. So it'll be sometime this summer. You think the house could open, or will?
You know, I have learned through this process that predicting the future is not good for archaeologists. We are not good at it. I was just going to say that sometime before the end of this year, it's going to open.
Okay, I never thought. To ask an archaeologist 100 years is nothing.
Right? I don't know.
Between now and the next 50 years, and right. it'll be good. But this is really exciting. Every time I talk with you and we move on, we move a little bit closer, there's just, you know, a little bit more, and there's a little bit more excitement every time.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Lots happening.
Yeah, there's clearly progress underway. So that's the good news. It looks different every day.
Oh, it does. I can't imagine just you all see it up close, but I notice in driving by and looking over there and think, oh, that looks like that was done. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you go down to City Dock and the leaves are off the trees and you look across and you see the house, and it's just, first you see the flag flying, and then you see the house going up.
Oh, I haven't done that. I need to make sure I do that. I could see Dave will want to pluck all the leaves off of the trees.
Yes, I'm out there every day.
So don't let them grow, because it gives. And I'm sure it's
when we can't find Dave, we say he's plucking leaves off trees.
He doesn't want anybody. Yeah, because he wants to keep the site. But it's terrific, and you will get a really up close view and just see what's going on. George Washington's birthday at Ferry Farm. February 18th starts at 10 a.m. in the morning, and also Archaeology Day on the 20th. And that starts at 10 a.m. Kenmore.org. And again, lots going on. The blog is, Megan, I know you, is always being updated with some really good stuff, and kind of gives you behind the scenes of what's going on, both Kenmore and Ferry Farm.
Absolutely. Yeah, Lives and Legacies is a lot of fun. It gives you lots of insight, lots of behind the scenes, some previews of things to come, and lots of really good information, all of our research that we're doing. So check it out.
Well, thank you. Thank you all. See you on George Washington's birthday and on Archaeology Day, the 18th, Washington's birthday, Archaeology Day on the 20th. Megan Buttinger is the curator, Dave Baraka, the director of archaeology, Alma Withers, the director of education. Thank you all. See you soon.
Thank you.
That's it for Town Talk. Town Talk powered in part by Stafford Tourism, tourstaffordva.com. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.